Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, we come before Thee this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come, Father, seeking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us guidance, Father, and to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this Your Word, Father, that it can be burned into our hearts and our minds so that we don't forget, Father, and help us to walk upon that path of righteousness as long as we are here on this earth. Be with us now, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sure.
All right. We're going to go to the book of Acts. And we're going to be picking up with actually starting the fourth chapter. We didn't quite get finished with this. And I'm going to read from verse 22, start there, because we had finished with that verse, but it leads us in to the rest of chapter 4. And it says, "For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was shown." We're talking about that healing of that man that was actually crippled. And all how Peter and John had healed him. And then Peter's letting them know about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, kind of in a prayer fashion as we come through there. We're going to continue on now with the rest of this chapter, which not too much of it left, and we'll be going on in to chapter 5. But verse 23, "And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them." We know that they had been in jail. or as the scripture called it, in holding. But they couldn't find anything to where they could really punish them, because what was done, everybody had seen. So they couldn't deny the fact. But they was rejecting it. They threatened them and then let them go. Now, since they've been let go, they went to their own company, their own way, and reported all that the chief priests and the others had said unto them. They was letting their people know what all had been said. In 24, when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. We need to remember, if they could all be with one accord, in one mind, standing together, then why can't we today? But you don't see this happening among our churches, do you? Our churches today, they can't even get along with each other, because none of them teach alike. And why is that? It's mainly because they are not teaching the truth of God's word. Because if they was, they'd all be in one mind, in one accord. Just like there was on the day of Pentecost. That's what it takes for you and I to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we've got to be in that mind with him. And if we are, then we will all stand together. Those that will actually believe in the truth of God's word and stand on it, they are standing in agreement. Now, we may not be together. We may be many miles apart, but we are still teaching the same thing, and we are in one accord if we are teaching this word of God. Now, 25, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? A lot of that going on today, isn't there? 26. The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. The kings of the earth. You see, the leadership and the rulers that were gathered together against the Lord and against the Christ. So we shouldn't find it too surprising today to see this same thing, and it is going on within our government. Our government has changed so greatly in the last couple of years that most of mankind today here in our land does not know what is really going on in our own government. If they did, they'd be up in air. Because a lot of things happening today that should never be happening. And even within our own churches and things, we have let so much evil into them And that's what's wrong. We relied so much. Now they're working on our children. We have schools today that are allowing transsexual men dressed in drag to come into the schools and dance in front of our children. Think about it. And yet we have churches that are accepting the transvestites. Think about it. Just like we have churches that are accepting abortion, continuing with the murder of our unborn. Then a lot of us are wondering, what has happened to our country? Well, those that know the Lord Jesus Christ know we don't wonder. We know why we're in this kind of shape. But we've got to come to enough of us getting together to bring about a change and to get rid of the unrighteous in places of leadership and put those in that are walking in righteousness. Because God's word tells us what will happen when the unrighteous rule. And he tells us what will happen when the righteous rule. It's in God's word. But most do not want to believe it, because they want to walk against and contrary to this word of Almighty God. But one day they're going to stand before him and find out just how wrong they were. But I pray that it not be any of you that's listening to this message or any of our messages as they come about. Now, 27. For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. You see, those that will stand with Jesus and all will do what God wants done. And he is in charge regardless of what is going on. Now, the people of Israel were gathered together. 28. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Regardless of what you are facing, you are to speak the word of God, even if it means your death here on this earth. Because you see, if you are his, and it brings about death here on this earth for you, you have actually got gain. Because the word tells us to be with Jesus is gain. We're not to walk in fear. So get out of fear. Don't let anything that happens to you cause you to fear. I'm not going to say that it's not things coming against you that won't cause pain. Because that's not so. We all will have things come against us that will cause us pain. But we have one with us that is stronger and will only let that last for a certain time until he knows we are ready for it to be taken away. Because you see, something about us has allowed it to happen. And we have to get through that and get by that. Now, verse 30, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. You see, you and I have been given the authority. If you are a born-again child of God, you've got the authority to use that name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, when you speak in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is there with the power to do whatsoever you have spoken. But you are to speak those things which God leads you to speak and to do. We're not to go out on our own, but we're to be guided by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And this is why we're seeing so much of this world out here today in trouble, is because mankind has not walked that way. He's been walking contrary to the word of Almighty God. And a lot of them are doing it in the church and believing that they are saved and got heaven made, and they're sitting just as lost as they can be. That's not my word. That's his word. It's written in here. We're going to be spending a lot of time in his word in the days coming up. And I pray you'll spend all the time with me that you can and get and receive as much of this word as possible. Now, 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. There again, this place where these believers were all assembled there together. What's it tell us? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's again. And they spake the word of God with boldness. How many times have we seen that in the scripture? About you and I speaking in boldness. Not walking around the things of God's word that man stands in rejection of. Because so much today is going on that is weakening the church and mankind itself. the one. We talked the other day about the ladies in church and what God had to say about them. And we know they're not to pastor a church. We know that they're not to get up front there and even speak in church. Said it was a shame. But it also tells us men, we are to rule our homes. And so many homes today is not ruled by the man, it's ruled by the woman. And that is contrary to the Word of God. It's his responsibility. He is the head of the home. And Jesus is supposed to be the head of him. So what has happened? You see, Jesus ain't his head, because if he was, then he would be head of his home. Don't read God's word. And you're going to hear it many times. Now, 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul, neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Yeah, in this day and time we can forget that. It's hard to even get help if you need it. And especially one of the last places to go today for help is the church. And that should be, especially for all children of God, that should be his place to go for help. But with your church, can you do it and receive it? A lot of them you can't. We have some, yes. We've got some good churches out there. They're few and far between, but we do have some out there. We got a lot of them, too, that won't help you. I got a call this morning from a lady. I'm sitting in the middle of it, needing help. Couldn't get any out of none of the churches there in Louisville. And wound up calling me. Right at 50 miles away. Think about it. Now, 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace upon them all. Jesus. His resurrection brought grace upon us all. We are to live by grace. We don't live by the law anymore. We're under the law. We live by grace. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. Think about it. Are you willing to do that, to share what you have to somebody that don't have, that is in dire need? But they was bringing everybody trying to bring them all up to the same level. And they were willing to sell everything they had and to divide it out among all. Now, 36 and 37 will be at the end of chapter 4. 36, and Jose, who by the apostles were surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, you know, here's another thing that we all need to understand in studying the Bible and all. When we get to a book, such as the book of Acts here, that is a letter. It wasn't broken down originally in the chapters. That's why studying like this helps us to have a better understanding, because we'll continue leading us on into the next chapter, just as this is doing here. That verse 37, that last verse of chapter 4. Having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Verse 1 of chapter 5. But a certain man named Ananias of Sapphira, his wife sold a possession. You see, we're right still on the same subject, in the same place, really. Now, they sold their possession. You know, it was theirs. And they could have done with it whatever they wanted or whatever they really needed. But here in 2, and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now I want you to understand something here. It's not the keeping back a part that gets them into trouble. And you're going to see this. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? It was the lie about it. While it remained, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart, that thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God? You see, he had a right to keep back part of it, but he lied about it when he brought it. Now, and Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up, and great fear come on all them that heard these things. Lying to the Holy Spirit is costing him his life. And the young men arose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. But you see, that wrong is still not done yet. Because, here in verse 7, and it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. Now she's come in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. She's lying too, because see, they had agreed together to lie about it. Now she's lying too. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. It's cost to both of them their lives. It's dangerous to walk in this life and to walk against Almighty God, because anything can happen. We were created by him, and we were created not only by him, but for him. And the first couple, when they sinned, they brought sin upon all of us. But Jesus, when he came, he made a way that regardless of what we'd ever done in our lives, we could be forgiven and walk with God and make heaven our home, and has given us all the tools we need to do it with. But so many of us, we don't want to go the way the Bible tells us to go. We want to go our own way. I'll figure my own way out. When we go to figuring our own way, we're in trouble. We figure our own way instead of going by the way of the Word of Almighty God, we are in trouble. Now, then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. That's why we need the churches preaching the Word of God today, so that things like this don't happen as often as they are taking place today, and that we can reach more with the truth of God's Word and bring us closer together. And all of us, we need to continue praying for our churches, for the pastors of those churches, to get in line with the Word of God and to repent, and that whole church repent, just as God was telling the seven churches in the book of Revelations to do, to repent and get back in to the Word of God and into the truth of it in sincerity and start walking that way. And I'm going to tell you something. The stronger you get in and with the Word, the more joy is going to be in your heart. I know a lot of you don't think so. There's even a lot of you that right now believes you're a believer, and you may be even, but you're not walking as you should walk, and there'll be a time that if you don't walk by the Word, you're going to slide away. Satan's going to pull you away into darkness. Verse 12 here to show you. the church now has had great fear come upon it, because it was seeing a lot of things they had never seen before. And a lot of them are going to see the same thing today, because we do have a revival that is starting. It is starting here in our nation. And we're going to see things that we haven't seen, the things that we have seen and read about in the Word of Almighty God. Now, a lot of things that are mentioned in the Word, we've had amused falsely to pull a lot of people in, and they found out, you know, it wasn't so. It was play acting. Especially during the tent days. I don't know how many of you that's listening to me today that can remember the tent days, but I can. There was a lot of things going on then that was not so. It was acting. But here in verse 12, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. They were seeing signs and wonders. They were seeing a lot of the power of God. Now, right there, it didn't tell us what all was going on, but we do know from other places what could have been going on, because these men carried that kind of power. And you, if you today are truly a born again child of God, you are carrying that kind of power. You say, oh, I don't believe that. Well, I'm going to deviate here just a minute. Because I want you to really understand what I'm telling you is the truth. It's not a lie. It's the truth. So I'm going to take you back here to 1 John 3rd chapter. Because if you are a believer and a child of God, you had to be born again. And if you are born again, here's what the Word tells you. In 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to be here in verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For his seed, what's his seed? The Holy Spirit remaineth in him, cannot sin, because he is born of God. Are you born of God? Now, can. In this, the children of God are manifest. Those that are truly born again children of God are made manifest, standing fast in it. And the children of the devil, whosoever does not righteousness, is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. You see, it don't take a whole lot to walk contrary to the Word of Almighty God. But if you are walking in righteousness, in faith, in everything you know and understand, God will guide you and lead you into greater things than those. Now, 13. We're talking about the signs and wonders there in 12. Now we're going into 13. And of the rest does no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. You see, it takes this preaching of God's word and truth to draw to you multitudes of men and women. Think about it. We're told everything we need to know. Now, 15. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets. You want to know what these signs and wonders were? He's telling you here. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Just his shadow. That's how much faith they had. How much faith have you got? But you see, that's why things were working like they were working. His shadow as he passed by, healing the sick. There came also a multitude out of the cities around about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Every one of them that was brought was healed. And who's being used for this? Actually, two men, Peter and John. Really. But you got the faith now of all of those that are following them is at work. And now we see great, great, great things happening in that day and time. Let's see them here in our day and time. But in order to do it, we've got to come together and we got to stand together. We got to work together. Not just work individually, but we've got to work together and figure out what God is wanting of us as a group, as well as an individual. Now, 17. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. You see, these are those that are against Peter and John now, and against anything containing to the gospel, really. 18, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. You see, they warned them. Now they've done exactly what they told them they was going to do. Because they was obeying God instead of man. Now they got them in prison. 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Didn't do him any good to put them there, did it? Not a bit of good. An angel comes, let them out. And what did he do with them? He didn't tell them go run and hide. He told them to go to the temple, right back out into the public and speak. Now, 21. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and talked. They're doing exactly what they were told by the angel, ain't they? They're not hiding. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent them to the prison to have them brought. You see, they all come together because they didn't know they wasn't there. They didn't know that they was in the temple. They didn't know that they had been brought out of there. 22. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told. Now they're telling them, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. The keepers didn't even know they were gone. Think about it. You think God can't take care of you? Yes, he can. And he will. If you're his and you're walking in his will and his way and living his word. Now, Now when the high priest and the captains of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them, for unto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Praise God, the people, for men like those were. And I pray every day that God will give us more in this day and time that are willing to stand where he will put them, teaching this word, not man's way of it, but his will, his way, and exactly what it has to say. Now, 26, then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Threatening them again. And tell them, didn't we tell you not to do that? But you know, I like that answer. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. That's the kind of answer they gave it. 30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. 31. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. You see, those that don't obey the Lord God are not walking with the Holy Ghost. Those that are born again are the ones that's walking that way. Now we're going to stop here, and we're going to start tonight. We're going to have communion, and we're going to start having communion with each and every service. Now be sure and be with us tonight, because I've got another announcement to make, but I'm not going to make it until tonight. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word here, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, we give you praise. Praise, Father, and thanksgiving for everything you do for us and for mankind. And Father, we are lifting up the churches in prayer. We know we have churches, Father, that are not teaching your word as your word, that they're teaching a lot of things that are contrary. And a lot of the churches has brought in even evil things. Transsexual, abortion. A lot of things, Father. It should not be. Our prayer, Father, is that these churches can be reached and repent and back into your word. And Father, we're praying for a greater revival and a revival, Father, of your power to see sickness and disease and to see these demons brought out of those that they are in and all healed. And walk out of darkness and into light, and that light being Jesus. So they can come home to be with you as they were created to be. Father, for each of us in this ministry and our families, work among us, Father. And those that are walking still in darkness and not with Jesus, may the Holy Spirit work with them. Guide them and bring them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that none be lost, Father, and all can make heaven their home. And Father, as we get around and move around from place to place, keep us in health, keep us safe, and keep us, Father, upon that pathway of righteousness. Build our faith strong, Father, and fill us with thy power and thy might of the Holy Spirit, with Almighty God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Oh.
You going back to work yet?
Yep.
I thought maybe you had, but I wasn't sure.